on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. It's Radio Munson here on Thursday, the 23rd, with the Count Basie Band, 1970, from an album called High Voltage, an arrangement by Chico O'Farrell, with Basie kicking it off on piano. The song is If I Were a Bell. Late Basie, 1970. The album is High Voltage. Chico O'Farrell did some great arrangements for the Basie Band, featuring Jerry Dozier and then on alto saxophone and Sonny Cohn on trumpet, If I Were a Bell. How you doing this evening? It's hour number two of Radio Munson. That moon up there tonight, that's just a paper moon. Here's Dutch singer Laura Fiji to prove it, with a band that the great harmonica player Toots Thielemans put together. And, of course, Toots brought his harp along.
Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Amsterdam, song Laura Fiji with Toots Thielemans, harmonica, and his band. Here on Radio Munson, just a little ways up Dove Mountain in our Radio Munson West studios, which I guess I've confessed before, happens to be my very small office here in our little adobe hacienda just outside of Tucson, Arizona. But it serves well. It serves well. And the producers, Tinker and Reese, when they get a little too rowdy in here during the show, I just let them out in the backyard. We have a little fenced-in backyard that's mostly rocks, of course, this being the high Sonoran desert. Our next-door neighbors are busy folks, as are we, and we don't see them much at all during the week, except when they're listening to Radio Munson. They've, on at least one occasion that I can remember, put a sign up on the little fence that separates our two yards. It says, we're listening. So if they are listening tonight and they don't have the energy to put up that sign, let me be the one that says, hi, neighbor, with Spike Jones, the drummer, and the guy who plays all the whistles, to City Slickers.
Let a grin do the rest. Makes you feel so grand to get your chin off your chest. I'm shouting, hi, neighbor.
Hi, neighbor.
Time to play and say hi.
Irrepressible Spike Jones and his City Slickers. Boy, I'll tell you what, they were a band in action. And if you don't believe it, check out some of their YouTube videos. Classic. Here on Radio Munson, well, we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses here by saying hi, neighbor, to our neighbors who happen to be the Joneses, Bill and Sue. Well, they deserve a little airtime, seems to me. Here's Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. Love this band. They're still playing everywhere. Vince plays several instruments, but he plays the tuba on this track, along with Herb Gardner on trombone, and Peter Eklund and John Eric Kelso playing cornets, and Scott Robinson playing an old C melody saxophone on Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you.
Sugarfoot Stomp. That's just an ageless song done by Vince Giordano's Nighthawks. The Nighthawks are much in demand these days, playing based out of New York City, but playing in jazz festivals all over the place. They don't travel lightly, at least Vince doesn't. When he travels, he takes that big aluminum upright bass of his and a tuba and a huge bass saxophone. Yeah, plays them all. On Radio Munson, we have something with the Tommy Dorsey Band, a great version of a song from early 1940s called If I Had You, coming in a few minutes. Here are the Hot Sardines featuring Ms. Elizabeth's vocal, as usual. And on this track, Fast Eddie Francisco is actually going to do a little tap dancing. He's one of the traveling entourage. And this guy playing piano is Bibbs Palazzo.
You're much sweeter, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose, don't buy sugar, no, you just have to touch my cup, don't need sugar, no, you're sweet when you stir it up, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose, every honeybee fills up with jealousy. I don't blame them, goodness knows.
Honeysuckle Rose!
When you go by, flowers droop and sigh. You're much sweeter, I suppose. just have to tap my cup. So sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your sweet lips, your confection twinkle toes.
Tommy Dorsey's band and one of the iconic songs from the Warriors during the early 1940s, If I Had You. Actually, Dorsey recorded that fairly late in the war. I was thinking about all the songs that came out of that era when I read somewhere that Vera Lynn celebrated her 100th birthday this past Monday. Vera Lynn meant more to the British citizenry during World War II than virtually anybody in Great Britain, with the possible exception, well, probable exception, of Winston Churchill. You know, the British remain captivated by World War II, much more so than we Americans, no doubt because, of course, the war was so close to home. Indeed, for a time during the bombing of Britain, it was at home. And Vera Lynn, much like Winston Churchill, is one of the most universal symbols of that time, probably the last one standing. Britain's finest hour. Her song's an instant jog to a distant memory. To fully fathom the meaning of Vera Lynn to the British, you have to picture a British soldier in the depths of Britain's despair at the outset of World War II, before we got in it, hunkered down somewhere in North Africa, wondering how, if ever, it would end and whether, if ever, he'd get home. One such soldier in an oral history said, "We were lucky. All the war, even in the worst of times, we had a good shortwave radio system. In fact, I can remember it was desert. We'd be in nighttime on Saturday nights when Vera Lynn came on, and we'd get the radio off the truck and we'd cover ourselves up with a tarp and turn it on. We'd listen to Vera Lynn sing to the troops on a Friday night on the radio." One of the songs she always sang was her most famous song ever.
Again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing song. We'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Singing on the BBC during the early days of World War II. Just turned 100. Those folks were singing with a stiff upper lip, indeed. Radio Munson here on Thursday evenings, broadcasting tonight just outside Tucson. Here's Steve Tyrell with that great tenor saxophone of Plaz Johnson.
And got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling the moment you danced by. I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart. Again, I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. It's still in my heart. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling. Is still in my heart.
Steve Tyrell with the great tenor saxophone of Plas Johnson on Radio Munson. I'm going to go back to London for just a few minutes to play Wynton Marsalis' version of Chelsea Bridge, featuring that plunger mute and a little later on an open horn with the Wynton Marsalis trumpet. Billy Strayhorn wrote the thing, and they say he was inspired by a painting he saw of one of the many bridges that go across the Thames in London. And it was actually a painting of the Battersea Bridge, which connects the Chelsea section with the Battersea section of London across the Thames. But it was, he asked what bridge that is, and somebody said, well, that's the Chelsea Bridge. They wrongly said that. So forevermore, the song has been named Chelsea Bridge.
La 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 la
That's Wynton Marsalis and Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening. Before we forget about it, let's play something by the Mills Brothers with the Basie Band.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
'Cause all of my shirts are unsightly,
all of my ties are a crime.
If, dear, in you I pick rightly,
it's the very first time. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. I may be wrong. I may be wrong.
Junior Mance at the keyboard, and an album arranged by Bob Bain, the guitarist, and a wonderful arranger. Shelly Mann was the guy playing drums. On The Late Late Show, that's what we're putting on here on Radio Munson. Well, it's not that late, but, you know, depends on where you are, I guess. It's still early here in Tucson, Arizona. We're just a couple of hours behind Bloomington Normal. Here's Nat King Cole.
I will get the stars out of the blue for you, for you. I'll make a string of pearls out of the dew for you, for you. Over the highway and over the street, carpets of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you, for you. Carpets of clover I'll lay at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this big world I wouldn't do for you, for you.
Nat King Cole with Ralph Carmichael's arrangement of a song that's been around since the 1930s. Well, you know, we go back to the 1930s, been back to the 1920s. Now, we were even back to the 19-teens there for a little while. I'm Don Munson here on GLT, just trying to make myself useful at your place tonight. I'm not sure what's on your agenda here this evening.
No question about it, a man is a problem. He'll drive you out of your mind. He'll cheat and deceive you, that is, if you let him. And yet, you'll find it's so nice. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Someone sweet who's glad he found you, who will put his arms around you, and his kisses just astound you. It's so nice. Oh, a house is just a house without a man. He's the necessary evil in your plan. There are many things about him you just cannot do without him. Though it's just a constant game of cat and mouse. It's so nice to have a man around the house. We'll be right back.
so nice to have a mate around the house. Oh, so nice to have a mate around the house. Just a guy in pipe and slippers who will share your breakfast kippers and will help you with your zippers. It's so nice. Your plan. Someone kind who knows you treasure any simple little pleasure, like a diamond brooch to wear with last year's blouse. It's so nice to have a man around the
That's Tony Tennille on Radio Munson. We're going to shift gears here a little bit with Stan Kenton and his great band. It's not Powerglide. It's not Fordomatic. This here is Dynaflow. Pianist Stan Kenton and his band, and Dynaflow. I was just thinking about transmissions. Would it be pushing the envelope a little too far if I said that Radio Munson's official transmission is WGLT, transmitting at 103.5 and in Bloomington Normal at 89.1?
Ooh. Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time. Oh, let's go. Is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. One more time.
Not sure we have time for that, Michael. Michael Bublé with David Foster's arrangement here on Radio Munson. You know, our programs are all archived. You can hear one whenever the mood strikes you by going to WGLT.org and click on music.
From this moment on, you for me, dear, only too forty, dear, from this moment on. From this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, boy, you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. This moment on, for you got the love I need so much. I got the skin I'd love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment
Sarah Vaughan with the Basie Band, Sassy at Her Sassiest, here on Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois. Well, we're going to close things out with Van Alexander's band tonight and an old chestnut called Until the Real Thing Comes Along. Well, the real thing is coming along after NPR News at the top of the hour. It's evening jazz, keeping on swinging here on listener-supported GLT. Had a good time tonight. I hope you did, too. I'll see you next Thursday night with another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening.